Close my eyes. Hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms.
Hello and welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. It's time for some political rap with Sherrilyn Harley Laban. She is a regular. I hope you all know her well. I don't want to waste time with a lengthy introduction because her resume would take up the entire segment if we chose to do all of her many accomplishments. Welcome back to the show, Sherrilyn.
Hey, Bruce. Great to be with you. And there's so much to talk about. Redskins, I know, is on our agenda. But I also want
I'd like some salt on my food, please.
Yeah. So, you know, these dietary guidelines have been discussed, Bruce, for the past couple of, about 6 months. And as we know, this is sort of the Obama administration and FDA all coming together. They're pushing a global climate change agenda by telling people, you know, eat less meat, eat more nuts and vegetables. And they've been...
And that's going over really, well in the schools.
Well.
Isn't it? I mean,
going
the school.
Really well.
Oh yeah, they're
going
throwing away a lot of good food.
They're throwing away a lot of the vegetables and
right.
The nuts. I'm sure it's going swimmingly well. And so now they've just come out just the other day. This Margaret Hamburg, who's the FDA commissioner, says, you know, we're going to really work towards, you know, announcing these new guidelines, which are going to be for reducing sodium in restaurant prepared and store bought foods. Here's my problem with all of this. It's this one-size prescription fits all that they think for the entire American public that everybody should have lower sodium intake. And Bruce, you know, you're a well-read man. You know that that doesn't apply across the board to people. Yes, if you have hypertension and diabetes and, you know, several other health issues, it might be a good idea that you lower your sodium intake. But for pregnant women, in particular, who need that salt for the development of healthy brains and iodized salt intake for preventing things like mental retardation, I don't see why these bureaucrats sitting in windowless offices have any right to be giving this type of medical advice to people who perhaps should not be decreasing their sodium because they need it for health reasons. Pregnant women need it, and other people who may have other medical conditions that this bureaucrat sitting in this windowless office knows nothing about.
Well, Sherrilyn, not only do I agree with you, but I really do think there's a bigger issue. Our freedoms are at risk. What's going on with
Absolutely.
The left taking over the government is more
Absolutely.
And more freedom is gone. We are being told
Yep.
what to do, what is allowed, free speech is being threatened on a level that's never happened before. Your free speech
Right.
on college campuses doesn't really exist. The conservatives that were invited were all ultimately shouted down and never got in. There are more and more attempts to control our lives, and the left believes it's all fine because their agenda is the right one. Ironically,
the left one.
And
this is the problem. You know, it's this trying to regulate behavior because there is an agenda that thinks that they think their agenda is suitable and appropriate and applied, should be applied to all. And this is simply not the case.
Well, the other thing that's gone on is lying is now considered an okay thing if your motives are good. So the American Heart Association has lied for decades about the dangers of cholesterol. The breast awareness or the breast cancer awareness movement has lied, I mean, hugely about the dangers of breast cancer in women just to scare them into getting mammograms. So yes, there's a good,
right.
In that case, there's a good thing behind it. Yes, women should get mammograms, but lying about the actual stats, the ends don't always justify the means. And now we have real world problems going on. I mean, in Iraq and Iran, there is threats of not only a nuclear Iran, but an Iraq that is just, we've lost after all of the lives spent and the injuries and the the war. We're at risk of losing it, but Harry Reid is really proud that he blocked the patent to the Washington
right.
Redskins name, and USA Today chose to feature that on its cover when we have 300 girls in Nigeria still unaccounted for, where thousands of people are mercilessly murdered by ISIS. I'm at wit's end. Where's common sense? We're under serious threat, but I'm going to have my sodium monitored. Yes, thank you very much.
I mean, you know, this is the problem. We're having all of these police, right? It's the food police. It's the PC police with respect to the Redskins. And let's just talk about this Redskins situation a minute. I mean, I think we are in a world of trouble here because it's not just the Redskins. It's, as you now have heard, Oklahoma, you know, in Choctaw, apparently it means red man. There's the Indians, the Chiefs. You know, you're heading down a serious slippery slope. And apparently there have been some Native Americans who've said, you know, we're not offended by this. So, again, it's this small minority of people with the agenda, right? They have the agenda to, you know, make us all conform to their beliefs and march to the beat of their drum, and they're imposing this on everyone else.
It really
has to stop.
And it's why I think our freedoms are being severely impaired more than they ever have been. I got to just give you an analogy. Let's look at the context of the Redskins. It is
right.
Washington Redskins is a football team. They chose the
right.
name because the Indians in their mind were fierce, were tough, were winners. Now,
right.
I am volunteering as a Jew. I will accept them calling them the Washington Jews. I would really like that because that implies to me that Jews are tough. And sometimes Jews have been labeled as wimpy. Well, I would be honored if it was the Washington Jews. I bet you a great deal of Indians. Certainly the name Indian. Okay, maybe, if you're just bloody overly sensitive, Redskin might be a little offensive. But Indians or Chiefs? Come on. It's not in the context of losers. It's in the context of a rough and tumble, tough game. They didn't choose Washington Ants. They didn't choose Washington Doves. They chose Washington
right.
Redskins because they're
Redskins.
Tough. So even
exactly.
the context is being lost in all of this.
And totally being, and you know, again, for this minority of few to think they want to control the rest of the country, this is just so sad. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It is, again, the agenda of those who believe they know what's right and what's best for others. And not only want to regulate behavior, they want to regulate speech, they want to regulate everything that they feel offends them.
Hang on a second. I want to go get some salted potato chips, if you don't mind, and some pretzels. I'll get a Coke at the same time.
Good, yeah. Well, but you know how that works so well in New York.
Yes,
and I'll
have a pack of cigarettes, too, because, you know, I know how good those
Yay.
Are for me. I actually don't
yes.
smoke at all, hate it, but if people want to smoke, let them smoke. If people want to drink, let them drink, as long as they don't drink and drive. I think these attempts to control us are just going to backfire. Sherilyn, we're nearly out of time. Where can you be reached, and anything you care to share on your life and where you're going to be that we need to know about?
Your listeners can go to HarleyLeBon.com, H-A-R-L-E-Y, LeBon, L-E-B-O-N.com. That's my website where I update media clips and TV clips and my columns. And then also they can follow me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, LeBon.
And
Twitter,
I really hope you'll come to Dad Chat. We're having a doubleheader tonight with Media Chat talking all about the state of media. And your point of view, it's going to be a 2-hour chat. Your point of view would be really welcome. I hope you can join us.
Yeah, I'm certainly going to try.
Well, it's past the kids' bedtime. It's from 9 to 11 East Coast time, so hopefully you can come for some or all of it. I'd prefer the first hour if it's only an hour or so, but if you can, I'd love to see you there. Thank you, Sherilyn. We'll talk, I hope, next week. And listeners, stay tuned for Pastor Drew Sams and some religious talk.
But like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world spinning all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.